Cornucopia Radio presents.
And welcome to A Little Bit Racy, a comedy improvisation panel show with a firm emphasis on panel. I'm James Cottle. In the show, panelists race against a time limit of just 3 minutes to reach a destination. They begin from different starting points and use an assortment of companions, objects, and modes of transport, but they must keep all of them with them when they travel. They must also overcome their opponent, provided by another panelist who will fire off obstacles to try and stop them. So, shall we meet tonight's panelists?
Yeah.
If his ego gets any bigger, it'll implode his brilliant, beautiful brain. Oh God, it's David Ruddock. Currently working on a musical adaptation of Greece's economic crisis, it's Jenny Collier. Joining us on a bit of an off chance, having escaped from his school field trip, it's David Anik. And this guy is absolutely flawless. Seriously, if someone could pop around his house and put in a floor, it would be much appreciated. It's Tom Harrison. You just fall into the basement. Anyway, let's find out what we have tonight for our objects, companions, modes of transport, and starting points. The objects tonight are a hip replacement, a Monopoly edition of Monopoly, a Time Crisis 2 gaming machine, and Batman's empty utility belt. David Ruddock, you have first choice. What is your object tonight?
I have the erroneously titled The Monopoly Edition of Monopoly.
Splendid. Which Monopolies are you going to buy along your little quest? Which is the most valuable?
Oh, I see.
Okay. Don't be too impressed. Jenny.
I've got Batman's utility belt. Empty.
Empty in brackets. Splendid. David Anik.
I've got the Time Crisis 2 gaming machine. I'm really excited about that.
Oh. Badass. So I guess, Tom, that leaves you with a hip replacement.
Yeah, I don't understand what you mean by this. Like, what?
You have a new spare hip.
Oh, so it's like a spare... Okay, cool. Right, yeah.
A robot mecha
hip. Yo, I didn't ask for this.
Okay. Companions tonight are Phil Collins, Alan Rickman, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, and Sarah Palin. Jenny, you have first choice. Who have you got?
I've got Jeremy Kyle.
Well, that wasn't on the list. We'll see which other ones come up, and I might make some adjustments here. Okay, David Anik?
I do indeed have Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Okay.
I have Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin. So who does that leave you with?
I have Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman. So Bill Collins Rickman. Is not in the game. We have Jeremy Kyle instead. Okay, that's fine. That's happening now. Cool. I don't know. How did someone misspell Phil Collins? Anyway, our modes of transport tonight are a boat from the Tunnel of Love, a Thomas the Tank Engine train set, track requires assembly, a moped powered by enthusiasm, and an elephant with short-term memory loss. David Anik, you have first choice of modes of transport. How are you getting about tonight?
I have a boat from the Tunnel of Love.
Ooh. Lovely. Okay, Tom.
I have a moped powered by enthusiasm. So I basically have a broken moped.
Brilliant. Okay, David Ruddock.
I have a Thomas the Tank Engine train set, track requires assembly.
Okay, so I guess that's going to leave you, Jenny, with the elephant with short-term memory loss.
Yeah.
We hope this time.
So I guess, Jenny, that's going to leave you with the elephant with short-term memory loss. Okay, and starting points tonight are Lima in Peru, Kyoto in Japan, Madagascar's only Wetherspoons, and Jim Davidson's Last Chance Saloon in Norwich. So, Tom, you have first choice. Where are you starting?
I am starting in Kyoto, Japan.
Okay, splendid. Mr. Ruddock.
I am starting in Madagascar's only Wetherspoons.
The only Wetherspoons. God, can't get a big breakfast for miles other than that one. It's good. It's tasty. Jenny.
I've got Jim Davidson's Last Chance Saloon, Norwich.
Norwich. Okay, yes. So I guess, David, that's going to leave you Lima in Peru.
Jeremy Kyle. No, sorry, Lima in Peru.
Another terrible spelling mistake, apparently. Okay, fantastic. So we're all clear on what we've got. We're all ready for tonight's challenge. Yeah, that sounds nice and...
Okay, let's do it.
I did most of the yaying there. Round one!
I yaed a bit.
Okay. It's right around the corner. The most anticipated live music event of the year. It's none other than Glastonbury Festival 2014. Everyone is excited. From internet forum writers passionately debating controversial lineup decisions to desperate festival goers jockeying for position outside limited Portaloos after consuming way too much yeast. This is Glasto. And unfortunately, with such a high-scale, high-profile event, something was always bound to go a little awry on the organisation front, and so it proved. Festival legend Dolly Parton has only gone and left her blonde hair dye at home. Now, with the inevitable greys beginning to ruthlessly sprout, she is refusing to go on stage. And she is on next. You offer to pop out and get her some from Tesco, but it wasn't any old dye, it was Parton's special pot, inscribed with her initials DP. Your only hope is to get to Parton's house in Pigeon Forge and retrieve said hair dye. So, your destination in round one is Pigeon Forge in Tennessee, where you must find Dolly's dye. So, David Ruddock, you're going to be going first on this little challenge.
Hello.
Splendid. You have with you your Monopoly edition of Monopoly, Alan Rickman, and your Thomas the Tank Engine set that requires assembly. And you're starting in the only Wetherspoons in Madagascar. Jenny, your job is to stop him, use your initiative, and whatever obstacles you can throw in his way. Are you feeling confident?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Best of luck to you, David. Your time starts now.
Okay, so we're in Wetherspoons. We're enjoying, as you said before, the Wetherspoons. Very fine, very cost-efficient breakfast. With a drink. Alan Rickman is there complimenting the chef, going, I love this breakfast. We're also playing Monopoly because it's there and you don't want to waste Monopoly. It's always good fun to play, but things are getting a bit heated. So I say, Alan, let's put the Monopoly aside and break out the Thomas Tank Engine set. Well, hey, everyone loves Thomas Tank Engine, but
it's just a fun time with Alan Rickman.
As you do when you're in the only Wetherspoons in Madagascar with Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
And you have two nondescript games to play.
Yeah.
So we get the call from Dolly Parton. She's all there saying, oh my God, my hair dies. I'm a place in Tennessee.
Tennessee, yeah.
Oh no. And Anna Rittman goes, I've been there. So. So we scoop up both the board games. We put all the pieces back in. We replace the die because, you know, it's very annoying when you open a box and the die aren't where they should be.
Yep.
We hop on a boat across to the mainland Africa and we make our way. Let's go the other way because that's closer to America. So we get back on the boat, go back over to Madagascar, and seeing as we're in the vicinity, we stop at the Wetherspoons and we have a quick pint before we go off
again. And Alan Rickman chokes on a pint.
Oh. Chokes on a pint? Did he swallow the whole thing whole?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
How does he sound?
Go on.
No.
I'm choking. I say, Alan Rickman, oh no. And I perform the Heimlich maneuver on him and he coughs up the whole pint, the glass and all.
Back into the glass.
Yeah, back into the glass. But he reaches for it to go for it again, forgetting that he's already just choked on it. I say, Alan, no, forget it. Let's keep going.
Because you're in Madagascar, a lemur jumps on him and he has a really bad allergic reaction to its tufty tail.
Is he allergic to lemurs or tufty tails?
Both.
You have 1 minute left. You haven't left Madagascar.
God, this is difficult. I distract the lemur with the Thomas the Tank Engine toy because, like I said, everyone loves Thomas the Tank Engine, including non-sentient lemurs. Creatures. So while he's doing that, I come up behind the lemur and strangle him just so he's unconscious. I haven't killed him, right? He's unconscious. I lay him to the one side and I say, come on, Alan, let's go. And he's all puffy-eyed and now I go,
rawr. Yep.
So we get to the coast with our boxes and the guy there at the ferry port is saying, sorry, you can't come on. We say, look at all the money we've got from the Monopoly set.
But they can realise it's fake money, so they won't let
No,
you
because
pay
this guy is stupid. Not because he's Madagascan. Not because he's Madagascan. I'm going to put that out there. Okay.
he didn't need to, but thank you for letting us win.
I just want to cover all the grounds here. He's not Madagascan stupid, which is the thing.
Stop speaking and go!
Okay, we jump on
they
the
put
boat.
You in jail for being a racist.
You have 10 seconds left.
Oh, Alan Rickman talks me out of jail because he's Alan Rickman. Everyone loves Alan Rickman. They don't like me, but they love Alan Rickman.
Get out of jail card.
Oh!
I will accept that victory. Thank you very much.
That'll do, David Ruddock. Just floating in and around Madagascar for the duration of about 3 minutes.
I left Madagascar, I think I went back to it.
And enjoyed a pipe choked on. Okay, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Jenny, I wonder if you could do better as in as in leave your starting point. You have with you Batman's utility belt, which is empty. Jeremy Kyle, your elephant with short-term memory loss, and you're starting in Jim Davison's Last Chance Saloon in Norwich. David, it's your job to stop her using your initiative and whatever obstacles you can throw in her way. Best of luck to you and best of luck to you, David, trying to stop her. Your time, Jenny, starts now.
Okay, so we leave Jim Davison's Last
you
Chance
You don't leave because there's a massive crowd of people who don't like racists outside picketing the place and saying, go home, Jim Davidson.
Well, we just trample them with an elephant.
And the elephant forgets that it's murderous.
Yeah, I forgot
she had an elephant. You've trampled John Virgo. How do you feel?
A bit bad.
Saying, Jim Davis, we used to be friends. Why, how did you fall so far?
But the elephant forgot that because he's got a formula. So we just ploughed on. We've got a utility belt to hold Jeremy Kyle, to strap him onto the elephant as well, because we've got to take
him. Because he's just like a mad, rabid man wanting to attack everything.
Yeah, Jeremy Kyle starts shouting abuse at people going past, saying, you're a slut, you're poor, and everything else in between. And they start crowding around.
They're near Jim Davison, so they're used to it. And we keep going, and the elephant keeps forgetting the route, but then Jim Davison is being quite
repetitive. So Jim Davison's with you as well now?
Oh no, I meant Jeremy Kyle. God, they're similar.
Yes, they are.
Jeremy Kyle keeps kind of reconfirming everything about the route.
Shouting at the elephant, isn't he? But the elephant gets depressed at all the shouting and curls up in a ball and starts crying.
Oh, but then in the utility belt, although it's empty, I tell the elephant that it's not, because he's got short-term memory loss, and I tell that there's like hopes and dreams and glitter in it, and then I like
elephant, is that?
Yeah. It's from the circus, and
stroke
glitter and sequins onto him and tell him it's all going to be okay. And then, where are we going again? Oh, Tennessee. Oh, balls.
Yeah, it's not so easy, is it?
But the elephant can swim, because they can swim. Yep. And so we're on the back of it, held on.
Yeah, but you get halfway across, the elephant thinks, hang on, I may not have a good memory, but I'm not going to be able to forget the fact that I'm really tired. And he starts sinking down because he's an elephant.
Well, then we start to feed Jeremy Kyle's toenails to him.
one minute left.
And hair.
And this helps because...
Just extraneous bits of Jeremy Kyle are quite filling.
Because
he's full of hot air.
Yeah, and I can't ditch him altogether. So just the bits that are...
super
non-essential.
Yeah. And the protein, they provide protein.
So you now have like a bold Jeremy Kyle with you.
Exactly.
And Jeremy Kyle, by the way, is screaming into your ear the whole journey, saying you're worth nothing.
Okay, thanks, Pam. I just deal with it because that's the kind of guy I am. Keep going with that can-do attitude.
The Americans do not like Jeremy Kyle at all. They find him really grating and really, and they go, right, we're going
to
get you, mate.
Then we strap him to the bum of the elephant. So people just laugh when we go past.
10 seconds left.
So then we make all our way to Tennessee, which is the other side, but it takes a while, but it's fine.
It does take a while, but it's fine. And there's Jenny Collier. Very good. Excellent first round there from our first pair. We're going to be moving on now swiftly to our second pair, who are also going to try and get to Tennessee to get Dolly Parton's hair dye, because she's going to be performing at Glastonbury. Quite exciting, actually. Keen to see how she does. She's pretty old now. David, you are going first.
I'm back. Come on.
You have with you your Time Crisis 2 gaming machine, Mary, Kate and Ashley, your boat from the Tunnel of Love, and you're starting in Lima in Peru. I don't know if there are actually lemurs there in reference to what happened. But and Tom, it's your job to stop him, use your initiative and whatever obstacles you can throw in his way. So are you ready, David?
Yeah, let's do this.
Are you excited?
Woo. Me? Both of us, we're sharing mutual excitement.
That moped is going to be going.
Splendid. So, best of luck to you, David. Your time starts now.
Okay, so I'm in the Tunnel of Love with Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to let that sing in.
Okay.
Cool. And we come out the other end and we're like, hey, we need to get to Peru to deal with this Dolly Parton thing. Mm. And we just continue through the tunnel. Into the ocean, because obviously that's where you build the Tunnel of Love.
They just lead straight.
Get rid of rivers. We'll just
the most inconvenient thing about Tunnels of Love is occasionally you just get container ship.
swimming through. It's true. It's more the port of love, really.
It's San Pedro docks.
That's all we had the budget for. And we just sort of go off into the sea, and we're making a beeline towards... wherever we're going, you know?
Yeah.
Which was the Dolly Parton thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're heading towards America on the boat, and it's gone pretty quickly because it's a motorboat through the Tunnel of Love. It's fairly...
I don't think many Tunnel of Loves are like fast. It's not like a speedboat of love. They should speedboat of overwhelming lust. It's
just, in case you're like you think you're going on a date with someone, you get to the Tunnel of Love and you're like, oh, this person
actually,
likes
yeah,
me.
Better
and
crank
then you're like,
up.
Oh, no, they don't actually like me. Turn it on, boom, straight through. Problem solved, isn't it? So, yeah, we're just on rope with a motorboat with Mary-Kate and Ashley. I don't know why I keep doing this arm gesture. So I've got my arms around Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
And they're both playing on the time crisis.
Yeah, exactly. They're shooting away, having a great time. So we make a beeline for
America. Okay, you realise then that you're being chased by the other boats from the Tunnel of Love. And basically it was like the Warriors, and the owner of the amusement park was like, we're offering a bounty to retrieve this tugboat. And it's like, perhaps now the canoodling couples have failed. Now it's time for the 69ers. You know, like, I don't know. Like, honestly, I guess so. Like, they're playing Martha and the Vandellas. It's awesome.
We're trying to hold them off because we're using the time crisis gun to just scare them because it can't shoot anything. We're firing light.
Oh, damn.
They look intimidating from a distance.
This whole thing occurs at night, and so all they see is red flashes and they're just dodging out of the way, thinking it's a laser sight. You got to hold the pedal down, though. So we get to the shores of America, we get on. I don't know if we're going from Peru where we'd hit.
We've got 1 minute left.
America, and then we climb up whatever sandy shores we find. It could be anything.
You realise that you've massively misstepped the mark and you're actually in like a garbage disposal facility in New Jersey. You're not climbing up sand. It's mainly needles. I'm not going to be around the front.
If it's needles, Mary-Kate and Ashley have their bearings sort out straight away. Oh. And they just negotiate their way through these drugs.
One of these is even Botox. Go on.
It's just getting more plastic.
They're swelling up.
So I end like on a motorboat that's just chugging along the sand with two life-sized Barbie dolls next to me. Shooting light at people. Having a great time.
Well, someone on the radio is like, "There, that Dave boy from Coney Island."
And we make it to Tennessee and get that thing.
The dive. Fantastic. David at it. Beautiful work. Beautiful work. Geography was spotty, but let's go with it. Fantastic. So now, Tom, it is your turn to try and get to Tennessee. You have with you your hip replacement, Sarah Palin, your moped that's powered by enthusiasm, and you're starting in Kyoto in Japan. Best of luck to you, and best of luck to you, David, trying to stop him. Tom, your time starts now.
I'm like, right, okay. I get on the moped, and I'm like, right, guys, we need to go and save this country and western singer who isn't Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, or Johnny Cash. And the moped fails to start. and then I get Sarah Palin onto the moped, and I'm like, Russia's gonna invade. They're gonna steal all of the freedom. And they're gonna take the freedom and they're gonna bring it to Siberia and freeze it to store it so that they can do so. So then the motorway is going at like 200 miles per hour now.
So unfortunately, as you go on, there's a herd of buffalo and she can't resist. She just
okay, I'll let her shoot a few buffalo. We'll take the. Do buffaloes have horns?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll rope them to the front of the moped just because why wouldn't you if you'd already killed a buffalo. all of those Japanese buffalo. What else do I have? I guess I'll try and... Oh, I could use the hip replacement. I'll replace my own hip with the replaced one at great personal expense. Why am I doing it? I'm just on autopilot.
Did you stop the moped to just be like, I need a quick...
I pulled in quickly to like...
Because the seat was a bit dodgy and I should get this fixed.
I might as well just... Yeah, now it's a much comfier drive. I'm still not... Getting off Japan is really difficult. I'll volunteer for like a schooner, even though those don't... Like a clipper ship bearing tea, because we've gone back in time, because I'm just making this up as I go. Which is headed for, let's be fair and say, like, Mexico.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin is not cool with this.
She is not cool with this. But I'll turn around and go, we're not actually going to Mexico, it's actually New Mexico. So, you know, Republicans. She's happy for a while at least. And then we actually arrive in Mexico and it's like, psych, but you know, you're obligated now. We've bought into this agreement. So we hop back onto the thing and I just whisper in her ear, it's like, Democrats are going to steal your gun and your the helicopter and all your necessary hunting supplies. And then we're shooting off again, hoping that you'll try and stop me because I'm rapidly running out of things to say.
1 minute left.
Good luck.
Really? You're just going to let me go? Okay. So
all of a sudden, the moped starts to break down because you've just kind of lost your heart for this whole endeavor. By
I
the way.
Never had a heart. This is just Palin power all the way. Okay, well, we'll pull into, like, I've got to show her some things basically to make her believe in Americana again. So I'll take her to, like, Las Vegas, I guess. I'm just like, yeah, gambling, yep. Prostitution. These are the things for which you won independent. Then we. Wait, how far away is Nevada from Tennessee? It must be fairly near.
It's not too far.
And then we'll go over the border. It's all like Burt Reynolds and stuff.
Your hip replacement sets off a metal detector at the border.
God, 10 seconds left.
So I basically take my hip replacement. I've got it like supercharged because I got it done in Japan and apparently that's a thing. I throw it and then I'm just like exploding things and then I get to Tennessee and God, I've run out of steam.
Brilliant, Tom Harrison. Fantastic work. Creating trouble all across the globe, all for the sake of some hair dye. Good work. Okay, well, that was a fantastic round from all of our panelists for round one. Of course, now we're moving on to round two, but first we need to find out who the two winners are who will be progressing into the second round, and those two people are Jenny and Tom!
Thanks. Congratulations. I'm legitimately surprised. I'm really surprised.
Congratulations. You're now going into round two. In this round, the winning panelists from the previous round must try and reach a whole new destination. They may use their object companion and mode of transport again, but this time they are allowed to dispose of them if they wish. However, the defeated panelists from the previous round will try and stop them again, this time using their own object companion and mode of transport in an attempt to prevent them from becoming the overall winner of tonight's A Little Bit Racy. So, is everyone ready for round two?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Cool. You have successfully managed to reach Dolly Parton's house. Well done. Woo. However, the special blonde hair dye is nowhere to be seen. Not even in the giant safe with the initials DP engraved on the door. More notably, perhaps, said safe door is broken at the hinges, and the security team surrounding it are dead. All of them, about 9 to 5. Now what?
It's not the way you count, James. That doesn't make any sense. I'm out of here.
You approach the safe and see a note which reads, "The hair dye was always going to be mine, one way or another." Gasp! It can't be. You turn on the telly and see Blondie on stage at Glastonbury. Her hair as blonde as ever. She's stolen Dolly's special dye. Time to hurry to Glasto on the double, confront her, and get back the hair dye, even if Blondie is on stage. For Dolly. So, your destination in round two is Glastonbury Festival, where you must confront Blondie on stage. Jenny, you're going to be going first.
Okay.
Because David did so well in the first round. You have with you Batman's empty utility belt, Jeremy Kyle, and your elephant. I believe Jeremy Kyle is currently on the rear of the elephant, if I remember correctly. Mr. Ruddock, you're attempting to stop her using your Monopoly set of Monopoly, Alan Rickman, and your Tom's the Tank Engine set.
What a sentence.
Yep. I never thought I would say that. Actually, no, I kind of life aspiration. So,
because then you helped write the script. I think you did expect to say that sentence.
Maybe. Okay, so are you ready, Jenny?
Yeah.
Are you ready, David?
Yes.
Just like wander out the room. David, okay. Best of luck to you, Jenny. Your time starts now.
Okay, so to really refuel the elephant, I just feed him the whole of Jeremy Kyle.
Good. I agree with that. That's
rip
fine.
Rip that band-aid right off.
The elephant is feeling much better.
But because Jeremy Vile is so vile, the elephant starts getting indigestion and he starts crimping up in his stomach.
Well, this is perfect, actually, because while he's swimming across the Atlantic, he's trumping, which kind of powers him along. It's like a turbo jet.
A turbo turdo.
From his rear. So just so
excreting Jeremy Kyle as a mode of transport. Yeah.
You're polluting the ocean with Jeremy Kyle.
That yeah, but it's
Alan Rickman, for the good of Dolly Parton.
Alan Rickman, as a green activist, because he probably is, he's an actor, decides that this is unacceptable, and he rallies all his actor friends together to picket you so you can't land anywhere.
Yeah, but then he suddenly gets called to do the 7th Harry Potter. Sixth?
They're up to 16 now, I think.
Yeah. And then Alan Rickman says, "No, the planet is more important than a single movie." So he's still there. Picketing the shore.
The shore.
Yeah.
Well, the elephant is actually like a bit of a mutant that can dig. So
is it James?
It has digging capabilities. It's not like superhuman level.
Because it's not so much swimming, and its claws haven't been worn down on ground. They've grown pretty long. So he can dig.
He keeps forgetting to cut them. That's his problem. Yeah.
Because meanwhile, all the actors are on the shore just watching things happen and not going, we should probably stop this. We've come this far. They're all just standing there going, yeah, I'll allow this to happen. Why not?
Yeah.
I was being sarcastic, but okay.
But then also, I'm on the elephant and I'm like, hey, everybody, look, it's Batman's utility belt. And they go, oh my God, Batman. And I go, it's empty. And they go, we don't care. It's still Batman.
Alan Rimmer does go, I've always wanted to play Batman.
Exactly. Yeah. So I throw it into the distance and then all these activists and actors and people go.
1 minute left.
And then look at the belt. But by which time we've gone into the grounds of Glastonbury. We've scaled a massive fence.
But just as you enter the grounds, there's a massive train track running through with the Thomas the Tank Engine on it going across, because while you've been approaching, I've been busy assembling it. Yeah. Now, I mentioned it's life size. I did mention it's life size, didn't I? At some point.
Yeah.
I'm sure I did.
All right. Yeah. Why not? All right.
So you can't go anywhere because Thomas the Tank Engine is getting ready to run you over because he's actually murderous.
Okay. Oh, but there's, oh no, there's leaves on the track.
Oh. Grinding halt there for Thomas the Tank Engine.
Well, the Monopoly man from the Monopoly edition of Monopoly is also on board, and he's a mean mother something. And he says, no, we're going for it anyway. I don't care if you topple and die, Thomas, over a bunch of leaves. We're going
to
kill
That's no way
Jenny.
For a mother to talk.
Mother?
he was a mother. Whatever.
He said he was a mean mother. Anyway, 10 seconds left.
Oh, anyway, so we get to the stage, and then it's like a beautiful stage entrance with an elephant, and then we just bring Blondie down.
Yeah. Jenny Collier, very good. Topple that Blondie once and for all. She has some good hits, but if she's done this to Dolly, you know, she deserves to die. So, now we're going on to the second round.
Hush.
Tom, with his hip replacement, Sarah Palin, and his moped powered by enthusiasm. Good luck for round two. And David, you're going to be stopping using your Time Crisis 2 machine, Mary-Kate and Ashley, who are now giant plastic size, and your boat from the Tunnel of Love. Best of luck to you. Tom, your time starts now.
Okay, so I guess I'll take off again on the road, you know, occasionally having to whisper serene things into Palin's ear just to keep the enthusiasm up. Stuff about, you know, climate change being caused by liberal wizards. And yeah, just kind of stuff like that, just to keep the speed up. And then we'll go to stop by Alaska, which, as everyone knows, is her house. And as everyone else knows, you can see Russia from her house. And as everyone else knows, you could swim to Russia if you could see it to her hat from her house.
So as everyone knows,
this is just a common fact in Palin land.
Although in Palin land there are several Time Crisis 2 gun machines. It's an amazing resort, and she gets caught up in shooting things.
Oh, she's going for a high score.
Oh, okay. Well, what I do is, in true badass fashion, I shoot the gun controller out of her hand and go, Sarah, why would you shoot virtual terrorists? Then I flip the gun around and I'm going, when you can shoot the real thing. In Ingoland, which is in the UK, which is in Europe. And then we'll hitch up like a load of huskies, just ride across the frozen, because it's winter, so it's all frozen and stuff. So ride across into Siberia, trek slowly, hoping that no one really sees us, because I'm guessing Sarah Palin doesn't go down that well anywhere other than America. And over the course of weeks, I have noticed that all of my journeys take like years. We kind of trek through various wildernesses and end up in Western Europe, where we'll, I guess, just take a train. I'm kind of like, we'll hitch the moped up, but we can't take it the whole way because there's just too much enthusiasm.
Unfortunately, on the train track, all of the trains have come to a halt because there's some, I was going to say leaves, but a boat from the Tunnel of Love that's just crashed onto the train tracks. Peruvian as well. It's amazing where they aim
all
it.
The way, the it's crazy. I've got it. I suppose I'll have to get off the train and take a connecting service. Boom! I'm not a rapper, though. When we get to the Euro... I almost said the Eurovision. The Euro tunnel.
Eurovision. Where Mary-Kate and Ashley are doing a song and you get a bit distracted.
Yeah. 1 minute left.
And I'm sitting on the Eurostar. Oh, yeah. Is it the Eurostar? Yeah, and they're playing the, like, two songs that were on the radio. Don't know if you've ever tried to listen to the radio in the Channel Tunnel. Literally only two songs play. We'll come out. Where are we going again?
You're going to Glastonbury.
Going to Glastonbury. Cool. I have no idea what like motorway to take that, but we'll use the scooter again because I feel people have forgotten how overpowered I am. And yeah, just zooming along, kind of.
As you do, you see two hitchhiking Barbie dolls and feel compelled to take them with you, but their lack of enthusiasm is dragging them back. And Sarah Palin starts crying at the breakdown of the American dream, looking at the two of them. And then the heat, they start to melt to the floor.
Okay, well, they melted, so I just carry on my way. And that's why you shouldn't do Botox. People are beautiful just the way they are. the more you know. And, so I get into Glastonbury.
10 seconds left.
And I hit up the Pimm's tent, and then I dolly... I tackle Dolly Parton off the stage.
Not Dolly.
No. I do tackle Dolly Parton off the stage. I'm like, you made me go through all of this. You don't know what I've done. And then I... hit the other one. Not hit, tackle.
Brilliant. Tom Harrison. Some fantastic retconning going on there. Brilliant. Okay, so that's it from all of our panelists on tonight's A Little Bit Racy. We are now going to find out the conclusion of this tale, and of course, the winner. Will it be Tom? Will it be Jenny? Will it be a twist and be the others? No. So, the conclusion of this tale. You have successfully managed to reach Glastonbury Festival, confront Blondie on stage, and recover the special blonde hair dye. Well done! A helpful runner hurries the dye backstage to Dolly so she can apply it, and you buy her some time by singing a ballad to the crowds. You're something of a natural. In fact, you're so moving that you reduce Blondie to tears, and she begins to confess in front of all of Glastonbury her reasons for stealing the hair dye and slaughtering an entire team of bodyguards in the process. Turns out, she started to succumb to a bit of old age herself, and at this stage of her career, it just wouldn't do to have to change her name to Grayy. After an emotional speech, all is forgiven by returning Dolly Parton, who then starts her set. Mission accomplished. Oh, my word. Look at those breasts. And it is you, our winner tonight, Tom Harrison. Very well done.
Thank you.
That's all we got time.
Still thinking about those breasts.
That was a very long show for the punchline Grey. That was brilliant.
And the boobs.
There was a boob joke right at the end there, yeah.
Well, that's all we've got time for this week. I'd like to thank tonight's panelists, David Ruddock, Jenny Collier, David Anwick, and Tom Harrison. Our producers, Sam Hutchison and David Wiley, format creator Henry Fosdyke, and special thanks to Matt Lavender, Sean Tracy, and Cornucopia Radio. This has been A Little Bit Racy. I'm James Cottle. See you next time.
Glastonbury!
Enjoyed A Little Bit Racy and would like to find out more? Follow us on Twitter at A Little Bit Racy and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/A Little Bit Racy.
Cornucopia Radio is so much more than just this single podcast. We also have our amazing website, numerous other podcast shows which you can subscribe to, our own internet radio station, and an ebook available via Amazon. You know you want to find out more. Don't lie to yourself. So head over to cornucopia-radio.co.uk and discover what you're missing.